Hare Krishna. Radhikanag is asking about the universal form, Birata Roop, and which is referred to in many places, it's referred to in the Bhagavatam as an imaginary form of the Lord. Prabhupada also says as much, but then Prabhupada, he says, also calls him an incarnation. So what's actually the position of the Virat? This is something that would be good to do real in-depth research. From what I remember and also my double meditations on the Virat Rupa, yesterday's Gita Jayanti here in Budapest, my understanding is that the original Virata Rupa is Garbhadaksha Vishnu. Sahasrashir Shapurusha Sahasrasha Sahasrapat. So the same Mahapurush who's described in Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, and of course Garbhadaksha Vishnu everywhere, the father of Lord Brahma, that he's actually the source of the ingredients of the material world. But he's an incarnation of the Lord. And he's a manifestation, he's an expansion of Mahavishnu, of Aniruddha, one of the Chaturvyuha. And his body is fully transcendental. However, as Bhagavatam, and I think that that's in the first canto, I know it's in the first canto, one of the chapters where Virat is first mentioned, and it's described there as this concept of identifying the material world that we have with a gigantic form of the Supreme Lord that is made up of matter. Because that's what they're talking about, that the mountains are the stacks of his bones and the rivers are his veins. And Shukadeva Goswami says this is to help the atheists have some kind of personal conception. It may be a material conception, but at least they have a perception of a form and a person, which is much different than what Purusha Shukta describes, that the Brahmins are born from his head and the Kshatriyas from his arms and so on. That then is back to Garbhadaksha Vishnu. One indication of that, when Arjuna, first Krishna says, Dadamiti Chakshish Pashame Yogamaya. I'm going to give you divine eye. No one has seen this form. Why? No one has ever seen the Garbhadaksha Vishnu, if it's the same form. Brahma is seeing him all the time. Every Brahma sees him. So why would no one have ever seen him before? This is a particular form that Krishna is manifesting, in which the same thing that yogis speculate on, Krishna is actually manifesting that thing, because ultimately he can manifest anything. And when he manifests it, whether it be actually factually present or it be virtually present, then it's an incarnation of Krishna. So, as Prabhupada says in different places, Acharyas, Krishna incarnates, takes forms to please his devotees. So similarly, Krishna can also manifest the form to satisfy the idea of materialistic people, how this cosmic being, because the whole concept of the 11th chapter is a digression. In the 10th chapter, Krishna is giving Arjuna a type of sadhana, how he can yomam pashyati sarvatra savram chamai pashyati, how in the 9th chapter was introduced mayata tamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina. So how everything is in him and he's in everything. So Krishna gives a way how someone can be actually Krishna conscious by meditating on him. And he says, but what's the use of all of these things? Ekangsena stito jagat. Because with a fragment of myself, I manifest this whole universe. But then Arjuna says, well, I want to see that form in which all of these things are present or manifest. And so Krishna says, all right, I'll show you something that no one has ever seen before. So, my understanding is that there are, the Virata Rupa, the imaginary Virata Rupa, is that which Krishna did manifest at Arjuna's request, but it's a different feature than Garbhodaksha Vishnu. And in different parts of the Bhagavatam, how it's mentioned, a facility that any way in which people start to have a personal conception of the Supreme Lord, that he actually has form, albeit even if it's made up of the material elements, and only the material elements, because they can't relate to anything else. These are materialistic people, and they see matter, and they figure that, well, if everything around in the world is matter, then the source of everything must also be made up of the same matter. So, fine. And if someone really, really wants to see such a form, Krishna can do anything. So he can manifest it. And when he manifests it, then it becomes an incarnation. But elsewhere it's also said it's a temporary form. It's not permanent. So more study could be done on that. Very interesting topic. But ultimately not so interesting. Because once Arjuna sees it, then he says, I don't want to see this. I want to see your original form, the mood that this Virata Rupa inspires is not really conducive for pure devotional service. This is for materialistic people. Pure devotees want to see Krishna's Shyamasundara form. Hare Krishna.